You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When the Patriots play the Buffalo Bills on Saturday, the weather is going to be single digits, and they think the wind chill will be comfortably down below zero.
Dang.
So they were talking on good old ESPN about, you know, how you play in those games, and one of the panelists, a former NFL linebacker, said, here's how players stay warm in these very cold games. They take Viagra.
Oh.
Now, he went on to explain, you know, look, Viagra was invented. I mean, it was an accidental discovery. It was being worked on as a heart medication. So the idea is that it, you know, improves your circulation, which is what causes the effect it has now.
Yes.
You know, it opens up blood vessels. And he says there are NFL players who, he says, at least in my day, would take Viagra, and it would help them stay warm during these cold games.
Well, doesn't it have the other effect, though, when they're playing? Or what do they do?
I was thinking the same thing.
They get the athletic tape out?
You want to make sure you fall on your back? I mean,
is that it, how they hold the ball for the kicker?
Now that's funny.
I gotta careful, 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 careful.
That's funny. Anyway, it gives you something to think about.
Yeah,
if you see
I
one
guess.
Of these cold games this weekend, you're going to wonder, how many of those guys out there are taking some of that?
Oh, stuff? He is.
For sure.
That's funny.
How about some news for nerds? The dawn of humanity has been pushed back. What does that mean?
It's well, about time.
You know, when they go out and they do these anthropological searches and they're trying to find, you know, early human remains, the oldest they had found was about 200,000 years. Now they've made more discoveries. They think it's more like 230,000 years for the earliest humans. There's that. And then this really caught my eye. It's a story on when you first meet someone, and we've talked about this on the show a few times, when you first meet someone and you're chatting with them, and then you immediately forget their name, and you're like, oh, crap, I don't remember their name now. And you're hoping that somebody else will walk up, introduce themselves, and they'll say it again. Why do you forget somebody's name as soon as you learn it? And a new study out of Northwestern University, a very prestigious university, found it's probably because you're not getting enough sleep. Hmm. How many things do we need to attribute to lack of sleep before people we'll start doing something about it? It's killing us. And they say that's why you can't remember names. You're not sleeping enough.
All right.
So.
Seems legit.
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 What else is trending?
Oh, big day for YouTube. We have the first video on YouTube to hit 10 billion views. Think about that. It has been watched 10 billion times.
God, there's only like 7.5 billion people on the planet.
I know, so somebody's watching this one over and over and over. And I wish it was the Charlie Bit My Finger video. Charlie bit my finger. It's not. It is. I'm sorry, parents. I'm so sorry. It's this. A fan favorite, right?
Baby shark.
Yeah. Okay, I can't take anymore. No more.
Wow.
10 billion views on that, buddy. They say been the most viewed video in the last 15 months. So I don't know if, you know, a lot of families are stuck at home, have been stuck at home because of the pandemic, and they're just putting that on repeat for their kids and singing along. But there's an earworm.
How long has that been out now?
Since 2016,
right?
And it's still hot, hot, hot.
How can that be?
It's actually not going anywhere anytime soon. Baby Shark now has its own cartoon series on Nickelodeon. There's merchandise, toys, party decorations, and live tours. So there's a Baby Shark live tour that goes around and entertains families everywhere.
Well, anyway, you know, good for them.
A lot of views, man. Tomorrow, you might want to do some shopping. Tomorrow is National Use Your Gift Card Day. They say about 51% of people have a unused gift card sitting in a drawer somewhere. I know I do.
I do.
They say back in July, the average person was sitting on $116 in gift cards. Well, now the holiday season has passed, so you can probably add a two in front of that now, $216. And this is just a little holiday to remind you to, use it before you lose it, essentially. Before you lose the funds on the gift cards. Some still do that. Or you actually just you lose the physical gift cards somewhere in your house.
I got to believe that retail stores are not happy with this day. They don't want people to remember.
It's free money, man.
It's free for them.
Free money for them. And they say the biggest thing is to keep them in your wallet or your purse or in your car. You know how many times we've been out. We were just out last weekend and we grabbed a bite to eat while we were out doing some shopping. And the place we went to, I looked at Knick Knack and I was like, you know we have like $60 worth of gift cards to this place that's sitting at home. She's like, what? I was like, yeah.
Put them in the car.
I was like, put them in your purse. So we always have them. Here's a fun fact about Johnny Knoxville on the heels of the Viagra story. He was doing some interview with Variety magazine, and they asked him about his most painful injury. And I guess, I did not know this, there was a time when he broke his pee-pee ding-ding-dong. It happened in 2007. He tried to do a backflip on a motorcycle. It did not end up well. This story says he ended up needing a catheter for 3 years just to use the restroom.
God. Is this show worth it to him?
Oh, yeah. It's a billion-dollar empire. They've got a new one coming out, too. Jackass Forever. It's coming out.
You couldn't pay me enough to break that.
I don't want a catheter for 3 years, man.
No.
But, yeah, fun fact, you can break that thing. You can snap it. And it doesn't sound fun. You know, if you don't like wearing face masks, yeah. We're not getting into that big old debate. But this might get you to wear yours just a little bit more. Researchers at some fancy university found that both men and women are perceived to look better, a.k.a. sexier, if you have a mask covering the lower half of your face. They say it's, you know, like showing off your eyes, and you're kind of talking with your eyes a little bit more, and you seem mysterious, and, you know, I kind of get that, you know.
Whole Phantom of the Opera, right?
Right.
Didn't she have the hots for the Phantom of the Opera? And
well, but then he took the other half off and was like, right? I mean, I guess you got to take the mask off and you still have to look fairly decent underneath there. And then real quick, the latest survey from Consumer Reports just came out and revealed the 10 least satisfying vehicles on sale.
Uh-oh.
No specific criteria for this. They just said, you know, they surveyed people and they're like, hell no, I'm never buying this car again. I'll give you the top three. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Before you give the top three, do these people advertise with us?
Yeah, but who cares?
I do.
I mean, every brand is listed on here. And okay, so number two is the Ford EcoSport. It's this little tiny thing. Ford advertises with us. I drive America's pickup, and I love it. I love my Ford.
Good
and
save.
The Chevrolet Trax is on the list. And then top one, the Toyota CHR. I'm not really familiar with that one. I think that's like a little hybrid SUV.
I've driven it for a review for a week.
But I'll tell you, the Toyota 4Runner is a fantastic vehicle. That's the one you want to go for. All right, let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This TikTok video has gone viral. It's a teacher in Kentucky. She's blowing up the old ticky-talkie because she says she always does her hair and makeup the night before she has to go to work instead of in the morning. She's got to wake up early to go to school. She's not a morning person, so she just puts herself completely together at night before she goes to bed. There's a little video about that, and everyone is freaking out because they're saying it's bad for your skin and bad for your skin in general, actually, this story is saying. And I don't know. She looks pretty good to me. She's pulling it off. So, didn't we have stories about that? We had a listener write in once about putting her makeup on before bed or something like that.
Seems like you would get all over your pillowcase.
That, it was something so her husband would never see her without her makeup.
Oh, there's that.
Remember that? Yeah, I think that's
familiar.
Anyway, this TikTok video is on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.